B-Pod Studios.
One?
Is that what it was?
Two? I think Magic retired.
Yeah,
with
that sounds about right. 92.
I mean, it was a wild time.
Probably 91, because the Dream Team was picked in
92. That's right, yeah. And Jamie, I forget your wording yesterday and what we were talking about, but I stopped you in the middle of it and said, oh my God. It was the exact same things we were saying when Magic Johnson.
Like, you know, in your subconscious, how does it not kind of affect the way you play?
Right. And I'm telling you, there was NBA players being asked that when Magic, you know, came out and said that he had HIV. Like, what if he gets cut? What if he comes down the lane and you hit him with an elbow or scratch him and you get blood on you? Like, people were that scared.
He was out for 4 years. And then came back and played a little bit.
He came back, man. When he came back,
he was a power forward.
He was huge.
He was.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, he was taking a steroid, I think, to help him fight HIV. And he was, ginormous.
Oh, he blew up.
He had been playing for 4 years.
Steroids, it's easy to put on weight.
Yeah, a little bit.
I take prednisone for poison ivy when it gets real bad. And, you better look out what you're eating.
Oh, so that's your excuse. No, all right. But
I've never recovered.
Like everybody else, I remember at that time, as a kid, being like, oh my God, Magic Johnson's going to die.
Yeah.
And like, at the time, that was the huge concern. Now they've made tremendous medical advances, obviously, in that field. Still, it's a very serious thing and people think it doesn't exist anymore almost, but it very much does. And I remember that news came out. I remember the scratching thing come out. I remember when he came back into the league, how different the world was 4 years later in terms of research done on HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, what's the concern? Well, it's not sweat, it's blood. What happens if Bobby mentioned a scratch? That was on a lot of people's minds. If he bleeds on somebody else, how much should we be concerned? So when you think about that, yeah, a lot of people's mindsets are going to be different with this virus. It's not by the AIDS pandemic by any means, but it is something that is going to be on players' minds, I'm sure. Now, maybe a couple of games into it, things start to feel more normal. You get back in the swing of things. It's not the forefront of your mind.
Yeah, and maybe by the second week of playing and being exposed, you go, oh, all right, you know, I'm not sick yet, so this seems cool.
Maybe, right? Maybe we got this.
Yeah.
Maybe we did it right. And the ultimate thing, and this is the point I'll keep going back to, is maybe one of the safest places to be is in the NBA.
Seriously.
Is in the NHL.
I mean, they're going to have hospital-level sanitization happening in everywhere they go.
25,000 to 30,000 tests for the NHL. Getting tested, like, nightly, basically. Now, people in the medical field, you might be saying, well, where's my test? And I'm saying it for you. Where is your test?
Yeah.
Because the NHL wants to highlight, again, that they're not taking these from any of the markets that need the medical supplies. To me, that still seems really off. It's hard to justify it to me, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Tell anyone.
610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. Get an update on our Twitter poll today. Basically, we're just asking the people, get at the end of the segment, basically, do you feel there'll be a baseball season? I was just about to go to our boy there. But nonetheless.
On another non-serious note.
Yes.
Am I the only one that's dying to get eyes on Joel Embiid today?
Practice facilities open, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
Was it the weight gain comment from Bob? Is that what made you think of Joel Embiid?
Well, yeah.
Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, put it this way. I don't think he's going to come in and you're going to go, wow, he lost weight.
No. But is it wrong that that's where my head goes?
Well, there's two things regarding that situation. One is, again, the motivating factor I think the NBA will have after seeing the NHL come out and say, here's the groundwork. Like, anytime, people are usually afraid to be first because they want to see. If you're first, that means you're going to get all the backlash.
I want to learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. Like, oh, let me see here. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have 16 teams. Maybe I should have 20. Maybe I shouldn't even have 16 teams. Maybe I should have 8. I think the NBA is looking at the NHL and saying, all right, that's their plan. Maybe we can model some of our stuff after theirs, depending on what works for us in our league and our players and our owners. But bottom line is they got a good model in place. Let's put it that way. So I feel like the NBA right now, and maybe I'm naive in saying this, but I feel like the NBA is looking at the NHL as a motivating factor. They can do it. Why can't we do it? They even announced their plan without having all their questions. They had 90% of their stuff out there. All right, maybe we can get to 90%. if we could go out there and just say what our plan is, definitively say what our plan is, with a couple of more questions attached to it. And let's face it, the NHL, we said we could come up with 100 things. Probably that's not going to be any different than any other league that comes out with any other plan. So the NBA is most likely looking at the NHL saying, let's take a couple of pages from them and get this underway as soon as possible. If you're opening the facilities, if the majority, and going into yesterday, the Sixers were still among the last of the league to not open their facilities, and now they are, they're amongst the last in the league to do that. They've taken the precautions. They waited longer than most, more than half the league, more than maybe 70% of the league, as a matter of fact. Now they're open, now they're going to get underway. It's just going to be a matter of how they are doing that. So, yeah, you're going to get an opportunity.
And what
now
does Joel Embiid look like?
You're going to get an opportunity to see Joel Embiid, to see Ben Simmons in his cornrows, and you're going to see what the team looks like now. I would have some optimism surrounding the Sixers based on some of the lineup changes that were made going into the break. I'll say that. The pause, as Gary Bettman called it yesterday for the NHL.
How many games do we actually see with the new team? I meant like Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson. 12?
Did we actually see? If that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Not that many, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's reason for optimism. Sure.
Absolutely. And let's put it this way.
As long as Joel Embiid isn't 475 pounds.
The picture he posted a couple of weeks ago, he didn't look terrible. Mm-hmm. He was lying on the ground with a dead, like a skull over his face.
Yeah,
whatever.
He's fine. I hope he's been working out.
What if he has, like, what if he looks like mid-2000 Shaq? What if he looks like that and try to come
back?
You
know when Homer wears the muumuu? Like, they're not going to be wheeling him in the training facility, are they?
The numbers you have used to dial are too fat. Anyway, thank God for voice calling, I guess.
Well, the workouts are voluntary, so do you think we're going to see him today?
Yes,
I do. No doubt?
Yeah. I think
he was already back.
Yeah, I think him and Simmons will be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I bet they're itching up getting a gym.
That wasn't very confident.
I hope
Bob.
So.
You weren't very. Didn't instill confidence at
Jamie
all.
Jamie and I are like, he's back. He was already back 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
I mean, these guys love basketball. Like, they want to get in a gym. It's been 2.5 months.
I feel flabby.
Right? Why? You got some doubt there, Bobby.
No, yeah.
What do you know, Bob?
I don't know anything.
What have you heard?
I'm itching to get out and play basketball, and I'm not a professional basketball player.
Are you holding out on me, bro? What do you got?
Nope.
What do you got?
No, I don't have anything. I was just wondering if you think we'll see him today.
Bobby.
Do you get a text message like Joel Embiid, like fat as hell at Taco Bell or something in like some foreign country?
Free base and Chick-fil-A milkshakes? Like, what do you know, Bob?
I don't know anything. It's a legitimate question. He's got a funnel.
We'll see him today. I don't drink alcohol. I just funnel milkshakes. So what's the term? Wheezing the juice? Is that the old term? Is that what he's doing right now? He's wheezing the juice? Was that Encino Man? Wow. That's a reference.
Yeah.
Put that in the reference Hall of Fame.
The way you guys retain movies is incredible to me. I can watch a movie and not...
Cinematic classics like Encino Man, you don't forget.
Yeah, it's only been the worst movie ever by multiple publications.
Yeah, I don't retain all
See,
that
Bob,
much.
Here's how it works. When you have idiot brains, it retains selective information.
We did watch a movie this weekend, and I think I failed to finish it because it was so bad. And it was recommended by one of my friends.
I did the same thing, actually.
What's it called? Wrong Missy or something like that with David Spade? Or
Yeah, it didn't look good.
It was borderline horrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had the same feeling.
We didn't finish it, as a matter of fact, because it was so bad.
Totally different movie, but I did the same thing with a movie where I was like, this is just so terrible, I gotta turn it off. It was Killing Them Softly with Brad Pitt and James Gandolfini. And I'm like, this is gonna be great. I was like, 15 minutes. First off, it takes place a lot in Boston, and there were like terrible Boston accents. And
Gandolfini went Boston accent?
He didn't go Boston accent. He played like some guy from Florida, I think. But like the other guys in the movie tried the Boston accent, and I just wanted to...
Yeah, it didn't work.
I just wanted to yell Bruins and Celtics suck and like turn the TV off. But anyway, I didn't have to turn the TV off. But again, back to the Sixers reporting and all that stuff. If they do show up, you already have reason for optimism.
Yeah.
Like whoever shows up in the building today...
I'd be shocked if they didn't show up.
Okay, so do they limit it? Is it only so many people can be in here?
Well,
like,
in Jersey, they said...
Jersey, you can have a gathering of 10 inside. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to have you know,
stages.
A trainer and 3 assistant coaches and all that. So you're probably at most getting like 3 players.
But you might be able to keep the coaches like upstairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are the rules?
Like, to separate.
My question is like, do 2 people have to be in the weight room, 3 guys on the court?
Yeah, I mean, the training facility isn't your normal indoors. Like, they have four like a house.
Yeah, so they have four different baskets. You have a full, yeah.
There's like 15,000 square feet. I mean, I'm just pulling that out of my butt. I mean, there's a lot of square feet. Like, you can probably get more than 10 people in there.
Yeah.
How many people are in here? X yeah. amount of, how big's the place? Well, according to Jamie Lynch's butt, they're 15.
But you could have the coaches up on the balcony and guys running full court below, mm-hmm. and that would probably suffice. I don't know.
Okay, maybe only 4-on-4, the turnouts. Yeah.
They'll probably stagger it.
8 on one court, 8 on the other.
You have all the analytics people that have to be there, too. And
no, they can work virtually on Zoom, Bob.
Is that an unnecessary shot at the analytics people?
Yeah, it seemed a little nerd bashing.
No, not at all.
Nerd shaming. Definitely nerd shaming. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. With the NHL, here's the basic thing. We're asking about the baseball, whether or not there'll be a baseball season. But does the NHL coming out with at least, you know, maybe I'm saying 90%, probably even more than 90%, 90% of their plan has been out there. That's got to be, and that's not even a rose-colored glasses thing, that's got to be a feather in the cap for all of sports, especially the NBA, who should be, hopefully, right on the heels of the NHL in terms of introducing their plan. I hope that's the case. But as far as baseball goes, let's check in with Sam Wilson, see how we're doing on our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Sam, what are the people saying about a 2020 MLB season?
Today we asked, will there be an MLB season this year, yes or no? We have just under 500 votes so far. 61% are saying no, there will not be a season.
61? I hate to say it, but I am siding with them. I think they're right. They seem to be so far apart right now, so late in this process, that there is going to be no baseball season. And I hate saying that, but I mean, like I said, sometimes you root to be wrong in your opinion. I just feel like there's not going to be a baseball season.
And as Jamie said, do they even want one anymore? After the owners put that proposal out there to the players, you wonder if they really want to be out there.
SVP had an interesting comment last night on his show. Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter said that the players shouldn't counteroffer this deal. They should ignore it and just put theirs on the table.
I heard that too.
I think that's a great way to put it. Coming up, we'll kind of recap what Jeff Passan was saying about it when we return here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
NHL agreement. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. Buckling up is the most effective thing you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones in a crash. Drive smart and buckle up. Be safe, PA. Learn more at PennDOT.gov/safety, paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars. Commissioner Gary Bettman announced yesterday that the NHL will cut out the rest of the regular season and move right into a 24-team playoff format. Teams will play according to their conferences as usual, and each conference will get their own host site, which has not yet been determined. Teams will be limited to only 50 personnel in the new hub cities and are promised a comprehensive testing system. Players are expected to start moving back into place in June and start training camp again, hopefully by the beginning of July. The exact return date of the playoffs has not yet been determined. The league announced that they'll have the top 8 teams playing a round-robin tournament to determine their seeding going forward. That includes the Philadelphia Flyers, who are currently ranked 4th in the East. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Right now, you need dependable internet and endless entertainment. Xfinity has you covered with reliably fast speeds and protection for your Wi-Fi connected devices with advanced security. Plus, get the most in-home Wi-Fi coverage with xFi Pods. And when it comes to TV, Xfinity is your home for all your streaming apps. You'll even get Peacock Premium included at no extra cost. We'll also get you up and running quickly with contactless service visits and equipment drop-off. So whether you need to tackle a presentation, a science project, or just your new favorite show in your new favorite sweatpants, Xfinity is here to make it all simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for as low as $54.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, you'll get advanced security included when you get the xFi Gateway. To schedule your free contactless delivery, visit Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 6/15/20. Restrictions apply. New Choice Double Play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee, extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
These are crazy times. Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting, and we are back to work, and we are hiring. We had a big backlog of work when we went into shutdown, and now we have an even bigger backlog. It's spring, and there are a lot of houses to paint. Are you a professional painter? Find out about our signing bonus. We offer great pay, benefits, training programs, and we are a great place to work. To apply for a position of painter, carpenter, or apprentice, and to find out how we will keep you and our customers safe, visit NolanPainting.com.
97.5 The Fanatic, in conjunction with our parent company, Beasley Media Group, is working to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic in our area. Visit the Pro Shop at 97.5thefanatic.com and purchase special Philly Stands Together merchandise. 100% of the net proceeds benefit the PHL COVID-19 Fund, providing grants to organizations throughout Philadelphia and surrounding counties in PA and New Jersey to serve the needs of our most vulnerable neighbors and to ensure critical resources remain accessible for those with the greatest need. We are all in this together. Visit 97.5thefanatic.com for complete details.
Looks like we're going to be staying home a while longer. At least it's not hot yet.
Yet.
How's our air conditioning?
I don't know.
Should we get our system checked out?
Can we even get it checked out now?
Pierce Phelps and Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors are open for essential business, including system checkups. And they're doing whatever it takes, wearing masks, gloves, and social distancing to safely keep you comfortable this summer with flexible financing and indoor air quality specials. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow200.
As a pro, saving time and money is your first priority. Lowe's can help you save both. Shop on lowesforpros.com and get free standard shipping on qualifying orders of $45 or more. You'll find the brands you trust and can order on the job site or in the truck from any device. Need something in a hurry? Make a quick trip to Lowe's. We're open at 6 a.m. and offer curbside pickup, so you can get what you need and get on your way. Lowe's, here to help you save time and money. Applies to eligible items only. Contiguous U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See lowesforpros.com for details.
Stugatz here. Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics, all with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/small business deals.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Farsetta in the morning. Now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
I really respect Jeff Passan. I'm a big fan of Jeff Passan. I think he's been doing a great job. And he used this term.
Have you ever heard his Elmo impression?
It's spot on amazing.
It's great.
Very rarely do I ever look at one person and be like, man, I really want to hear their Elmo impression. And then right away I shift to, I really want to hear their Wu-Tang quotes. That's what I like. Very rare is it the same person.
He flawlessly dropped a Wu-Tang quote in.
Absolutely. That's what he does. And oftentimes, if he's being interviewed by SVP, it's like, by the way, can I get a little Wu-Tang? And he's just right out of nowhere, man. What was it, more money, more problems, or what was the line he had? Get the money, green.
Yeah.
What's the line? I can't remember.
It's from Cream. The paper, dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar bills, y'all. Yeah. That's what it is. Thank you. But yesterday he said, uniformly terrible is how the players viewed the proposal for Major League Baseball. We've referenced it many times, the strike in 94, canceling the World Series in 94. How long it took, three years really, to start getting guys back into, fans back into baseball. It really took about 4 years. You talk about the home run chase, right, uh-huh. with McGuire and Sosa and how much they love that. Yeah, they knew they were pumping each other full of steroids, but that, hell with it, it's bringing fans back to the game. what's it going to take right now while we continue to highlight all the people that have filed for unemployment, over about 35 million now filing for unemployment throughout the country?
Yeah.
And hey, I'm not going to be making 10 million. I'm only going to be making 2.95 million to play baseball for half a season. Do you think fans are going to understand that? Do you think fans are going to look at this logically? I mean, the logic, I'm actually on the fan side with this when you talk about the logic and how this all looks. I always say that, and I'm the guy that argues, hey, it's not that different than anything else when it comes to sports. Sports isn't that different than the everyday life. Everyone wants to be paid what their worth is in that market. That's logic. However, what's also logical is while people are filing for unemployment, while people are worried about where their next meal's coming from, people that have never been in this world before, people that have been financially stable for the most part throughout their adult lives, are finding themselves in this unventured, uncharted territory. And right now, Major League Baseball wants to argue between the billionaires and millionaires, as the cliche goes, over the money factor. Like, the health factor isn't even a concern anymore. The players, that hasn't even come up anymore.
Yeah.
What has come up now, what is the sticking point now, is coming together financially on a deal that will make Major League Baseball have a 2020 season. And the players right now are looking at the owner's deal and saying, they're not serious. When I referenced it earlier, the quote from SVP about saying, oh, well, you shouldn't even counter the offer from the owners. All you should do right now is ignore it. Well, what about taking a message from it and saying, they're not even serious about this? To say that that $10 million player is going to be taking a $7 million pay cut, to say that that $35 million player is going to be taking, what, a $22 million pay cut? Are they serious about this? Because it doesn't appear the owners are serious about this. It appears the owners are more about, you know what, if we're going to return to the play, it's going to be for a bargain price for us. That's the only way we could see this happening. I understand in negotiating, you always start in what extreme. This is the extreme of the extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, unnecessarily low was the other words that Jeff Passan used to describe the owner's proposal. It really is. It's ridiculous, in all honesty. And I hate to choose a side here, but throughout this entire argument, I have taken the player side over the owners. The owners are the ones initially to come out and say, all right, that plan we agreed to, throw that out the window. We kind of miscalculated. Sorry about that. And now to come out with this proposal to the players is ridiculous. But bottom line is, these two sides can't come together on a plan where the damn NHL has already beaten you to introducing a plan to get things underway. That means that the NBA is, I wouldn't be shocked if in the next 2 weeks you see from the NBA, hey guys, here's the proposal, here's the plan, this is what we're doing. You see Adam Silver's mug on the TV at home doing his broadcast with the dog barking in the background saying that this is what they're going to do with the plan to resume the NBA season. Meanwhile, the MLB will still have their thumb up their ass trying to figure out how to split up the money.
Yeah, and I really think this owner's proposal, as ludicrous as it is, I think that they thought that the normal fan, baseball fan, would just be like, oh, it's in the player's lap now. Come on, players, do something.
Yeah.
Oh,
totally.
Oh, my God, $2 million? You can't live off of $2 million, even though you used to make 10 and all that. And that's just what they did. And probably there's 70% of Major League Baseball fans are thinking that. Like, come on, get out on the field. Who cares if you're only making $500,000. That's way more than I make, you
right.
know, and, you know, there's something to that also. But I just got the feeling yesterday when I heard the proposal, the owners were just like, hey, yeah, we're not playing this year. We're better off not losing money than, you know.
Well, there's two reasons they made such an awful proposal. One is to make it so extreme so that when they eventually concede something, they look like, oh, look at how big and mighty I am.
Right.
Given the poor players what they
posturing,
wanted.
Sure.
Yeah, they're posturing. Or two, they think it's financially maybe not in their best interest to do it this year.
Those are the two things
that came to my mind. Is either posturing or maybe we don't actually want to come back this year.
Part of it is the normal negotiation. You start at one extreme. But again, it's the extreme of the extreme. You're going to unnecessary lengths here, all right? So when you have a counter from the players, yeah, you either ignore it or you take it under advisement. You go, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second here. They really could do without this. The owners of Major League Baseball, through their first proposal, are saying to themselves, you know what? Forget about that 50-50 split. We're going to do the prorated thing. The players are like, prorated? Get the hell out of here. So then they go along the lines of, all right, we're going to do this percentage based on how much you're making, which is like taxes, I guess, right? That's what they're going to do with these players' salaries. And the players are looking at this going, hold on, this is so unbelievably drastic that not only am I not going to ignore it, it's my message as to how little you really care about this season happening.
Yeah.
You know what? To hell with it. Let's just do this. Like, sometimes that happens, whether you're negotiating for millions of dollars with a player or you're negotiating with a child. You know what? To heck with this. Let's just do this. How do you like that? No? Then I don't need it anyway. Like,
yeah.
That's kind
yeah.
of the attitude
and,
they take.
And yeah. this is just the financial aspect of it. You know, you got Mike Trout saying, like, yeah, I don't really want to play unless we're tested every day. So there's still all that you have to get to. So they're just, they're going through a gauntlet of landmines here. And I just, for the first time, I don't think it's going to happen, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yep. I look. Baseball, it's going to be a lot harder to get fans back after this. I think when the game does return, there are going to be drastic changes made to the game.
Possibly.
I'm not on board with a 7-inning baseball game. That just seems ludicrous and heinous to me. But I think there are going to be, you're going to have the DH in both leagues because runs equal ratings. All right. That's going to happen. Yeah. I don't like the DH, but that's what they'll do. I'm just accepting reality. I don't think they'll have the 7-inning game. I hope they still have the 9-inning game. You could see maybe a limit on pitchers, a limit on pickoff moves, something to try to make a game not 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
Now, that'll
yeah.
be an attempt there. That'll be a good step for Major League Baseball. But if I'm looking for the silver lining as a baseball first type of fan, I'm hoping the game comes back a lot different. Because bottom line is, I don't want it to go away to a point of insignificance. Like,
no.
Baseball's not going to go away. Baseball's not going to...
No, it'll
it's
never
the
go
one
away.
Constant.
But for the first time ever, I think the NHL has a real chance to get on equal footing with them.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
If not even past them.
Like, here's where I go. Can we go to my dark place for a second? This is where I go in my dark place. In my dark place, I go to a world where baseball does happen this year. And they take such an embarrassing back seat. They're like in an old Volkswagen, what do you call it, the station wagon, mm-hmm. right? Where they're not in the back. They're in the way, way back. You know what I'm saying?
Facing the other
they're
way.
They're not even facing the right direction.
Oh, I used to love that seat in my parents' Volvo station wagon. Yeah,
avoiding eye
back.
Yeah, avoiding eye contact with the car behind you in
yeah,
traffic.
You can do all the horn signs to the truckers.
Oh, yeah, thumbs
great.
Up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got 172 thumbs up from D.C. to Baltimore with my cousins. It was
that's a lot.
Hey, you know, we worked hard. But nonetheless, me and my cousin Will, good times. But nonetheless, that's where baseball will be, behind the NHL. The NHL will be in the backseat to the NBA. Then the NFL comes in with just like a...
get out of the car, kids.
They're honking at you to get out of their lane, basically. But if you think about it like that, you have the NHL driving the car. The NBA will then, you know, come along, and they'll probably be sitting shotgun, right? And then maybe the backseat's even vacant with the MLB in the back. Like, part of me in my dark place is rooting that that Major League Baseball does start up again during the NHL and NBA's peak interest time. Playoffs for them. And then the NFL rolls around. Oh, wait, baseball happened?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, we're going to get into the second week of the season, and some people won't even know baseball's happening.
I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where I'm watching a Phillies game. I'll follow, but I'm not watching over a Flyers or Sixers playoff game.
Oh, no.
There's no chance.
No, absolutely not.
No, but they're still... But for baseball, they can't have that. Like, can they really think it's better not to have a season?
Financially.
I hear you.
I'd love
think
to see an investigative piece about what owner, like how the financials break down. Like,
owners will never allow it.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's why it's shady.
It's so shady.
Like, I want to know where does $4 hot dog, who makes money off of that? How much are you actually losing by opening? How much are you actually not making? Because I'm not going to say losing.
Right, right.
I want to see all that because that's a huge part of this.
1,000%. Absolutely. So that's the one dark place.
Somebody from The Athletic or The Inquirer should really dive deep and write a story on that for us lay people.
One dark place is that I go to is that the MLB does come back. They'll start up and get just completely pantsed and embarrassed. I mean, think of it this, like, in a much, I don't know, greater degree, people didn't know Roy Halladay was throwing that perfect game until, like, the sixth inning. And it wasn't even like even in the fourth inning, usually word starts to get around. The first game of the Stanley Cup Finals, Flyers Blackhawks was going on.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wait, hold on. I was looking at the box score. No hits? So you got a no-hitter going? Oh, wow, no walks? Let me start flipping over to it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe even the seventh inning, people weren't even going like, oh, my God, Doc's going to throw a no-hitter. Like, that type of thing. In a much greater degree, that's what that is. But I think that it'll be something along those lines if Major League Baseball does decide to start up or does get something worked out where they get underway while the NHL and while the NBA is playing their most popular style brand of play. That's the dark place that I go to. The silver lining for me in all this is that Major League Baseball does just go away. So that's another dark place in itself. that maybe when they do come back, you have a better brand of basketball, baseball available to the fans. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Where they have made significant changes to expedite play. Not necessarily speed up the game, but just make sure it doesn't take 3.5 hours, which I know sounds like splitting hairs, but they need to find a way to get a game with under 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's especially because the specialty factor isn't there. Like, the other games are events.
Yeah.
Baseball is something that you have to, it's an acquired taste, right? It really is.
Right.
And the acquired taste is summer night, laziness, nothing else to do, listen to a game, watch a game, go to a game, takes a couple hours out of your night. That's great. Now you don't have that. Now that's been taken away because there's excitement over here.
Right.
And I can get that in 2 hours, 2.5 hours, as opposed to waiting for something maybe that'll be exciting over a 3.5 hour period.
Now, Aaron Nola, I kind of feel bad for. And really, all the Phillies I feel bad for because they really want to play for Joe Girardi. And Aaron Nola had a different perspective on all of this. Well, let's hear from Aaron Nola in a second here. We got Anthony in Baltimore. What's up, Anthony?
Mark, there's a reason why baseball is the slowest and most hard to watch sport, even though I love the sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay. I love baseball.
All right, why?
Why is because of the owners, and they're telling you exactly why with these things they're trying to do to start the league back up. Now, they're making all this money, and Bob just touched on it. How much are they going to lose? They're not going to lose that much because the ratings are going to go through the roof, and they're going to be making more money through ESPN and all these networks. So the thing with baseball is, okay, the owners, they're telling you by doing this, by saying the players, okay, a guy who makes $1 million, let's say you're a pitcher who's like a bullpen guy and you're making $1 million. Now your median just turned into 440,000. Now, for, you know, like Bob said, for some of us, that's not a lot of money. I mean, that's a lot of money, but if you work that hard all your life to get to that $1 million point, you're now going to cut it in half while the owner is still going to make the same amount of money, pretty much. And
yeah,
that's the reason the owner's doing that, is cutting your salary so that he can make that same amount of money.
Funny game, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what they're asking the players to do, exactly.
Exactly. And as far as, you know, people who sit here and people like me, you know, I make about $32 an hour, pretty decent, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, if I was making $1 million, you try to take my 32 and cut it down to 15. Oh, no, sir. You're
right.
Not doing that. I'm not doing the same work I'm doing for half the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening.
No, I'm with you. No, it's a great point, Anthony. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate you. Now, that's a good way to break it down.
It is, yeah.
Like I always say, it's more relatable than you think it is because everyone has somebody at the workplace and you're like, that guy makes that and I make this. And guess what? That money ain't $1 million versus like $700,000. It's not. It might not be $35 million versus $7 million, but you're still thinking to yourself, hold on a second, that guy's making 32 an hour. I'm only making 30 an hour. The hell with that. No, not going to happen.
They're also pitting the rich players in the league against the 70% of players in the league.
Right.
Ownership is.
Yeah.
Which is diabolical. Because, you know, the Bryce Harper and Mike Trouts are the poster child for the MLB Players Association.
Mm-hmm.
They salivated over these guys and their earning potential at a young age for years and years and years. And now you're going to cut their salaries down drastically. And to a degree, it makes sense. But you're going to pit the faces of your league against the backbone of your league, which is probably 75 to 80% of the players.
Right.
That's like, for instance, your taxes. You're like, hold on,
yeah,
we're going to take this money out of this guy's paycheck because he's making this much money and this much. And yeah, but that's what they're looking at.
Yeah.
But they know who makes the real decisions. Because if Mike Trout and Bryce Harper go to the players' union, like, we got to play.
So, wait, hold on.
Like, if they did eventually fold. Because, look, Bryce Harper's going to be a very interesting player in all this. Because
I think he's made up his mind.
Human nature is you're going to have the back of the guy that gave you $330 million. he is probably going to be used as a company man.
Right.
And we'll see how much fight he's got in him. He's going to be very interesting to follow in this.
So Tony Clark, who's been very outspoken throughout all this, when he came out initially and said they're using the pandemic to get what they've always wanted, and then you also heard the reports about how ugly it's going to get, you knew you were going to have to brace yourself for the possibility of there being no baseball season. And like baseball, to me, they already lost. Like, and I understand that they didn't control the timing of all this. But let's face it, even if they do come back, they're still coming back guaranteed during the apex of the other sports.
Right.
So bottom line, they're already taking a huge L.
Yeah.
Now, it's whether or not they want to pack it up and just fold in the rest of the season, that's going to be up to them. And that all comes down to, yes, I'd like to say just health, but the reality of it is coming down to money. If they're going to have those guys come out of here or come out and while they're having all the risk, all the players go out and play when they're taking in all the risk, they ain't going to do it for a $28 million pay cut.
Yeah. So
whether it's Bryce Harper or Mike Trout.
The MLBPA needs those two. But you're going to tell me those two are going to go
against the people?
Yeah, against exactly. The guy that signed him to a $330 million generational wealth life-changing contract?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's a really tough spot to be in if you're Bryce Harper and Mike Trout.
Let's break it down. Let's go back to the Bryson Stott video gaming with Bryce Harper, yeah. Right? And Bryce Harper's like, yeah, Blake Snell, that's my guy.
Yeah, of course.
Great. I'm glad somebody said it. And Stott, Bob, as you pointed out, made like $3 million in a signing bonus.
Yeah.
Stott's not in the, I don't think he's in the bitterness swing
no,
yet.
No,
he's
no.
He's brand new to the,
yeah.
Like, he's just like $3 million. Cool.
I just got a check for $160,000.
Yeah, dude. I'm going through the drive-thru with this one.
Yeah. What about the guy that's like a couple of years into that
yeah.
$3 million?
Yeah, the 27-year-olds who are like,
that
you
guy
know,
needs Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bryce Harper's going to have to battle John Middleton?
Yeah.
In a way? You know, not directly, but
no,
talk out about ownership. Like,
but this is where you got to talk about it as the business. This is the business of baseball.
I wouldn't want to be Bryce. I mean, I want his paychecks, but I wouldn't want to be him right now.
And he's got a beautiful flow. Let's not forget about that. Beautiful. He can squat like a billion pounds, so that's pretty cool too. But no, in all seriousness, when you think about guys like Mike Trout and Bryce Harper, and you think about guys like Nolan Arenado, and the guys making the big bucks in baseball, all these guys, for lack of a better term, they got to step up to the plate for the guys that aren't making that money. For the guys that are like, I'm going to be in my post-baseball career in maybe a year, and I haven't made that much money throughout. Like, I need these paychecks.
But
and that's the vast majority of the league.
You can't tell me John Middleton doesn't call Bryce and go, I'm Bryce. I need you here, buddy. You know, the team's looking to you for leadership. You're my highest paid player. Can you have my back a little bit here, bud?
Is that your ownership voice?
Yeah. I gave you a $330 million contract. Can you stick up for me a little bit, pal?
There's a snit. There's just a little bit more bass in that than your wife voice. There's just a little bit more bass is how I can tell the difference.
That's how all billionaires talk. But like, Middleton's going to try and work Harper.
You know what Harper needs to do? Harper needs to get on a Zoom. He needs to talk to Middleton. He needs to talk to the rest of the owners. Throughout major, because Middleton, let me just say this. When we talk about MLB owners, like, John Middleton has been so phenomenal throughout this entire COVID-19, throughout the pandemic, the Buck cousins. Mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah, taking care of the
Phillies
staff.
Ownership. I want to make sure we're acknowledging that. We're talking about baseball in general with the owners.
Right.
I just want to acknowledge that because I like, it's fair. I want to be fair.
Yeah, totally.
But bottom line is, Bryce
Not
Harper,
everybody's John Middleton. There's way worse owners than John Middleton.
Bryce Harper needs to say $28 million. Does that look like stupid money to you? Boom. Drop the hammer. Get the hell out of there.
Wow.
How about that?
Does it look like stupid money to you?
Face! Face!
I hear you. I understand what you're saying. Makes sense.
Oh, God. Haven't we taken him out of the system?
What the hell's the matter with you?
All right. Oh, no. I still have like 12 Gabe drops on my board.
To all the Gabes we've loved before.
Kicking ass and taking names.
All right. Gabe Kapler.
We love it. We love it. I think it's incredible.
You're a child. You have your toy and you love the toy. And I don't blame you because it is hilarious. But nonetheless, speaking of managers, perfect setup. And I think this is what you're doing, by the way. Good job out of you bringing us back for a second. Gabe Kapler was supposed to be the player's manager, and everybody said, for the most part, the right thing. Fine. They really want to play for Joe Girardi. Aaron Nola doing an interview yesterday. This was on Sirius, the MLB. Was it Matt
MLB
Radio?
Radio.
MLB Radio.
Sirius XM.
He's talking about playing for Joe Girardi. Think about this for a second. You're Aaron Nola. Like, what do you know in your Major League Baseball career? Right?
You know you had a manager that took you out pitching a great game after 69 pitches.
He never recovered from that decision with the public jury.
58 sticks in my brain. It's tattooed.
If I don't have the exact number, it's 69. All right?
Fair point, Bob. But here is Aaron Nola on the opportunity to play for Joe Girardi and how the waiting is the hardest part.
Coming into a Phillies team that hadn't been in the playoffs in a while, he knows how to handle that. He knows what to do, how to structure it, and what guys to bring in. And I feel like overall our whole staff and players that we brought in is strong. And we saw that in spring training, and great guys too. Easy to get along with, chemistry there. And we were excited to get the season rolling just to be with those guys and form relationships on and off the field to try to up our game. And I think just being around Joe kind of makes us up our game already. He's the type of manager you want to play hard in front of. You know, he expects a lot out of you, and that's kind of how it should be, I think.
Listening to that yesterday, it hurt to listen to.
Why?
Because it brought me back to the beginning of spring training and how excited I was for baseball.
I thought you were pining for Gabe or something.
Oh, God, no.
Because all Aaron Nola said there in a nutshell was, thank God Gabe's gone. Yeah. Can't wait to play for Joe.
I heard the same thing.
Yeah.
But it did make me think about February. And maybe think about way early March. It made me think about spring training. It made me think about, wow, can Alec Boehm have a big impact on the club this year? Can he get called up this year? Can Spencer Howard have a big impact on the rotation? What is a guy like Zach Wheeler going to bring to the rotation as your number two starter behind Nola? Didi Gregorius at shortstop. Scott Kingery getting to play a position every day at third, right? Gene Segura being able to play second base where he has probably better range for that.
Yeah.
The lineup.
Andrew McCutchen's rehab now and should be healthy.
Right. He wasn't going to be ready by the start of the season, but we'll be ready early. Let's put it that way.
Philly benefiting with Simmons and McCutchen rehab time.
Right. Like, all that. That's what I was looking forward to. And Aaron Nola talking about also the guy that was probably the headline in all of this. You have a different manager. You have a guy that you want to impress. You have a World Series champion manager in Joe Girardi. You have a manager of the year in Joe Girardi. And now all that's out the window. And not only is it out the window, but right now the major feeling amongst the majority of people is that you're not even going to see it for a year.
No.
Forget about a couple of weeks going by and them working something out. Most people feel like right now you're not going to see that. You're not going to see Joe Girardi manning the dugout for maybe another year. And it could be even longer after that. Like, that's the point that we're at.
When does it hit you the most that baseball isn't here? Because I felt it the other day.
7:05 every night.
Yeah, I Sunday's my big day. Like, Sundays without baseball really sucks. Mm. But also, what I still find myself doing, when I catch the weather, some point you catch the weather throughout the week, what's going to be? In my head, if I see rain, I right away, because it's this time of the year, I say, oh, the Phillies home or away. Mm. Are they going to get rained out or aren't they? Right. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are you doing? There's no baseball.
Well, there is one.
See, it's the one constant, Mark. That's what it is. It's the one. It's there every day in the summer.
Baseball is
and now it's not
like an army of steamrollers. I love that line.
Yeah,
General Jones, such a great line. Such a great scene. Still gives me chills.
Oh, yeah, that is a great scene.
Gives me chills. 610-632-0975. Coming up in 19 minutes, we're going to get an inside look at the Eagles linebacker, 6th-round pick, Temple Owl. Sean Bradley will join us coming up at 8 o'clock today. Can't wait to talk to him. All the great things Doug Peterson's doing, Steve Kerr, Phil Jackson, the virtual workouts, getting to look at all these players. I can't wait to hear from Sean Bradley, man, and just hear what's going on amongst this Eagles team. 610-632-0975 will join us at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Time at the Fanatic is 7:42. And ladies and gentlemen, Window Nation, do what I did. Give Window Nation a call. They came over our house. They checked out our windows before all this started. Told us we were good to go when my wife and I bought our house because we wanted to make sure we had new. It's an old house, so we wanted to make sure the windows were up to par. Sure enough, the previous owners had already installed Window Nation windows because they know what they were doing. And right now, they understand that people are on some tough times. They're going through tough times. So they want to make sure they're taking care of every one of their customers and potential customers by saying, hold off those payments for 2 full years, 24 months. You don't owe us a dime. 24 months. Also, up to 50% off any style window. Up to 50% off. Whether that's one window, whether that's you doing the whole house. Window Nation is taking care of their area. They're a local essential business that's trying to stay open. And they're also making sure they're taking care of everybody right now in our area. Call 1-866-90-NATION for more information or visit windownation.com.
Fanatic Sports on.
update.
MLB economic proposal. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports update is brought to you by AmeriGas. Cinch is a propane tank home delivery service that delivers propane right to your doorstep. Visit cinch.com, that's C-Y-N-C-H.com, and use promo code Fanatic to get your first tank exchange for just $10. The MLB sent their first economic proposal to the players' union yesterday. In the proposal, owners agreed to pay part of prorated rates. Breaking it down, the proposal agrees to pay higher percentages to players who have lower salaries, and top-paid players will only receive about 20 to 30% of their expected salary over the 82 games. For example, if the proposal were to pass, Bryce Harper would make around $3.5 million for an 82-game season, opposed to his contracted $13 million. The players' union told ESPN in a statement yesterday that they're extremely disappointed in the proposal and that both sides are also far apart when it comes to health and safety protocols. Owners and players will negotiate and hope to agree to terms by the beginning of June to get their second round of spring training underway. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Farzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Across America, business owners are figuring things out, finding new ways to serve customers, connect employees, and work with partners. Comcast Business is right there with you, with a network that helps give you speed, reliability, and security. Enough bandwidth to handle all your connected devices and applications. Voice solutions for any size business, including remote call forwarding and readable voicemail. Safe, convenient installation when you need it. And support 24/7. Get the connectivity your business needs with Comcast Business. Right now, get 200 megabit internet and one voice mobility line for $99.99 per month for 2 years with a 3-year agreement when you sign up for paperless billing and automatic payments. Plus, ask about other offers to get a prepaid card worth up to $500. When every connection counts, you can count on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business.
Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments through Comcast Business My Account or service charge increases by $10 per month. Offer 6/30/20. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited new Comcast Business Internet, 200 megabits per second, and one voice mobility line customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra subject to change.
One of our great sponsors and friends of the station, Family and Company Jewelers, is happy to announce that they are now open for curbside pickup, consultation, sales, and consignments at their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Follow them on social media or visit familyjewelers.com for hours and additional information. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Curbside service is now available from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Work at home. Work out at home. Second period math at home. Date night at home. Lately, we're doing a lot more at home, which means we're doing a lot less driving. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you get the same reliable coverage you'd expect, but only pay for the miles you drive. Drive less, save more with Allstate. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote.
Price based on driving behaviors and includes daily rates subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates.
Let's have some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games. You'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Hey guys, I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, free, no-contact delivery and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.
As a pro, saving time and money is your first priority. Lowe's can help you save both. Shop on lowesforpros.com and get free standard shipping on qualifying orders of $45 or more. You'll find the brands you trust and can order on the job site or in the truck from any device. Need something in a hurry? Make a quick trip to Lowe's. We're open at 6 a.m. and offer curbside pickup, so you can get what you need and get on your way. Lowe's, here to help you save time and money. Applies to eligible items only. Contiguous U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See lowesforpros.com for details.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we got Sean Bradley coming up, top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Temple Owl, new Philadelphia Eagle, loves, I believe the term is, ornithological creatures, I guess, to play. How about that, Bobby?
That's pretty good, Mark. I'm impressed.
You're not the only one good with the words. Anyway. We got an issue.
We got a lot of issues, but which one are you talking about this time?
I'm warning our fine, fair audience here that we're taking off for a week, and it's a rare occasion that we're all going to take off as a team, all right? Oh, by the way, have we told Sam? Sam, we're taking off in like a couple of weeks.
Have we told the bosses?
I was just thinking, Sam's usually like, if I'm in studio, I just imagine Sam is right there, like at the microphone. Sam, the week of June 13th, we're just taking off. So it could just be you.
I think this is us breaking the news.
Yeah, Sam, we're just going to let you know. So June 13th. Does that make sense, Sam?
Wait, Sam already took off. On this.
Wait, what happened?
I came in late on this. What's June 13th?
June 13th, we're taking off.
The whole week.
The whole week we're off as a show.
So that'll be like 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, Sam. We're off those days, okay?
Just to break it down for you.
Yeah.
So just so if you want to take some vacation, that's probably the time to do it. I don't know what the plan is here, but that's what we're all going to be gone. But here's the caveat to all this. Somehow, accidentally, Jamie and I booked the same vacation.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's a little on the weird side, but whatever.
Yeah. I more or less crashed your vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Jamie and I have the same circle of friends because I butted into Jamie's circle of friends by marrying his best friends, one of his closest friends' wives' coworker, who are friends. So their wives are very close. Follow that, Bob?
No, not even a little bit.
Vacationing right now is a weird dynamic.
Yeah, because you got to find a place that's not too crowded.
Yeah, like hotels are out for us, obviously, with a child because it's more people. And we wanted something warm. And, you know, originally we were going to go either Vermont or Maine. And we were like, well, it's kind of still cold up there in June.
Yep.
And I don't know if other people have the same problem, but I have a hard time rationalizing a cold vacation.
Yeah, I agree.
So then we started looking south. And, yeah, we ended up pretty much crashing your vacation. We're a town away and... you know, it's going to be a good time.
We're going to the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
As one big happy family. But anyway, so rather than be like, okay, this is weird, we've already booked a tea time. Like, we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So me and our buddy Dan are going to play, who Jamie went to high school with, LaSalle's finest. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be playing golf on a course down there.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
On, I think, the Tuesday of that week.
Yeah. So there you go. Good for you.
Bob, I told you, call the basketball boys, man. Bring them down. Oh, good for you. Tell you bring sleeping bags. You can crash on our floor. Yeah. One of them.
I think we have an extra bedroom, Bobby, if you and Donna want to come down.
See that? Nice. You can also watch the baby. You can play golf. You can do whatever you want, man.
You could watch the baby.
Oh, well, you like you don't like being around babies.
Oh, I love being around babies, you but I ain't going on vacation to watch one.
So go up, call up your boys. Tell them to come on down to the Outer Banks. Sam, you, Nelly, Dion, you guys can come on down.
Road trip
into the Outer Banks, man. That's going to be our week.
Yeah, I didn't want to go down the Jersey Shore. There's going to be a lot of people down there.
That seemed like a negative.
The nice thing about the Outer Banks is not as many people. It's a little more spread out.
Funny. We started talking about vacation like in August because we get a house every year down in Ocean City.
Uh-huh.
But this year we canceled it. We canceled it a couple of months ago because, you know, of the uncertainty, whatever. But one of my boys has a house down the shore. We don't usually get that house because, you know, he wouldn't charge us full price and we want him to be able to get his money.
Yeah,
but,
right. See, good for that's a great group of friends right there.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody. Well, we load off of them enough, freeload off of them enough. But I did send in the text last night. I said, nah, Donna's kind of starting to bend a little bit. What weeks do you have open in August? Mm-hmm. So the normality of things, the fact that my wife, who this is totally freaking out, is starting to come around a little bit. All right, things are starting, and you guys are going away for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Like things are starting to kind of get a little normal, kind of, sort of, almost.
Kind of, sort of.
It is weird because around that same time, my wife and I were supposed to go to London. My cousin who moved over there,
right.
She's actually been on the show when the Eagles played over there.
Yeah,
she called in.
What's your other cousin's name?
why you gotta be like that?
Yeah, I had to cancel a trip to Germany in September. For a wedding.
Oh, man.
A beer fest wedding.
And you were going solo, too, weren't you?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Wow, you're just alone in Germany.
Yeah.
That sounds like the beginning of a really interesting story, actually. I would have loved to see what happens at the end of that.
Yeah, vacation's changed a little bit.
So, like, I think everyone is making a decision right now. Everyone that can take some time off, everyone that can, you know, take a vacation, it's still factoring into how they do that. Like, even for us, yeah, Jersey Shore, we're like, yeah, we don't want to do that. We're going to know too many people. We're going to feel obligated to, like, go out and hang out with more people than we want to.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got a house, and we're bringing, like, a lot of sanitizer, let's put it that way. And we're just, like, going to bunker down in the house and go play golf that one time.
Yeah,
there's a pool out back, so we're going to, like, have that rather than go to the beach.
Nice.
Even though my wife's a beach
freak. Stop. You'll go to the beach.
I hope not.
It's a big sound area. Yeah, you play in the sound.
Yeah, what is this sound? What the hell is that?
It's basically a bay.
Yeah, the sounds like the bay.
It's a thin strip of island, so you're surrounded. You're not far from the sound and the ocean.
Does Jersey have a sound?
No, they got a bay. Sound is shallower.
There's no bay in Jersey?
I believe.
There's a bay in Jersey. We call it the bay.
Right.
Down there, it's a sound.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the sound.
All right. Is this an elitist conversation? What's happening here? I don't know. I blacked out.
Outer Banks beaches are a little different because they have a drop off after a couple feet.
Yeah.
There's like almost like a ledge you fall off.
I will say, I've been there one time. They're very different. I'll say they're very different places.
Yes.
It's very.
Apparently, Mike and King of Prussia tweets that he's going to be in the Outer Banks that same week.
You got to be kidding me. Are you serious?
Yes.
All right. We'll check in with him every day at like 8:30.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You guys are going to have a great vacation.
You know who else is going to be there? Howie Roseman. Now, Mike won't be there. But it's just a little thing that, that had happened. But I'm kind of curious. I do want to start this conversation with people. Like, where are they right now in terms of dealing with the world that we live in? Because we're talking about this, but we're lucky enough where we have the opportunity to take a little some time off. But I know not everybody has that opportunity, and people that are taking that time off, are they considering the world we're living in right now when making those plans? Like, I was supposed to be over at that wedding over in London. We found out 3 weeks ago, they officially canceled it, pushed it back, I should say. So they're hoping to do it the following year. Where are people at right now in terms of making their plans for their vacation? Are they really taking this into consideration? Are they saying, you know what? Memorial Day weekend looked like it was okay down the shore. It wasn't too crazy. It wasn't like the Ozarks, for instance.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't like those people that were in that little, was it a pool? Whatever it was. People just hanging out.
The pool on the lake. Yeah.
What the hell are they doing?
Yeah. I think the governor asked them all to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Basically said, if you were partying in that pool, please self-quarantine.
I'll say this about that group of people. They listen and respect authority.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That's how hopefully they get back home and it'll be like the dad in New York that told the son, or was it New York? Where the dad was like, hey, if you go away to spring break, you're not staying in this house.
Go ahead.
And the kid's like, okay, dad, and goes away, comes back, and the dad's like, so where are you staying? Because you're not coming in my house.
Yeah.
I love that father. Like, that's exactly what Joe would do.
Yeah, it's so far reaching. I mean, there was a nurse on Twitter the other day, and I think she was serious. She's like, you know, I quit. And she had a picture of the Ozarks saying, you know, I'm here putting my life on the line every day to try to save people like you.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how far-reaching it is. And for the, you know, now it's become this mask-wearing versus non-mask-wearing society. Like, it's just a little bit of compassion is all you need to throw on a mask and not try to, you know, breathe on people or you know, harm anybody, God forbid.
The stupid stuff we're arguing about right now.
It's unbelievable.
Mask. Sheep.
Yeah, huh? Right?
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me? How is that? All right. Well, apparently, our Jamie, our vacation buddy's on the line. Mike and Kevin.
Oh, hey. Nice.
Mike, how you doing? Do you babysit?
Hey. Can't wait to be off with you guys.
Well, this is going to be great.
Is this a call for a play date, Mike?
June 12th. I'll be down there.
You got to be kidding me. You know what? My wife just texted me. She's sick. We can't go. No, she's got the yeah.
Hey, we've met Jamie and his wife before. We'll get along fine. It's fine. You don't have to come, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. You guys ended off at a baseball game, didn't you?
We sure did.
Oh, God bless you.
It's funny. My wife actually was like, "Oh, I like that lady's stroller," and I was like, "Well, that's Jamie Lynch's wife." So yeah,
stroller envy. I've learned that's a thing.
Yep. So anyway, I heard you guys want me to fight Howie Roseman in a boxing match. Is that like a thing?
It's a thing that we're trying to put together. So far, we haven't heard back from the Eagles.
The only thing that worries me is like little guys like that. Like if they were wrestlers, like ever, that's the only thing that scares me is little guys.
That's right.
Sometimes they're wrestlers. And you never know.
Josh Harris.
Yeah. Two rules. I never fight a wrestler. I never fight an Irishman. Those are my two rules.
Yeah. Like
whenever you get into, like, when I used to be, like, work security at a bar, and whenever a feisty little guy was in there, you're like, is this guy a wrestler? Because this isn't going to be good.
Yeah, as soon as they shoot for your legs, you're in trouble, Mike.
Yep, problems.
Next thing you know, you're a pretzel. How tall are you, Mike?
What's that?
How tall are you?
6'1".
6'1". Okay, I thought you were, like, a little taller than that, but that's fine.
No.
All right. Yeah, no, that's good.
One thing, just with your baseball. You know baseball is scared to come back, right, because they've never had to, you know, share the summer with anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
They're like, oh, yeah, we're just the only sport going. That's why we have they're going to get trounced if hockey playoffs and NBA playoffs are going on. No one's tuning into baseball just to take a nap like you are, Mark.
No, you heard me say one thing one time, and all of a sudden I'm sleeping over baseball, and that's just not the case.
Hey, it's fine, Mark. You watch baseball so you can take a nap.
That is not at all why I watch baseball. I watch baseball because I enjoy baseball. But I am acknowledging, and I don't know if you heard me say this earlier, Mike, but it's almost like the dark side of me wants baseball to come back just so it takes not the back seat, but the way, way back seat in an old station wagon to the NHL and to the NBA.
Yeah. Oh, no. Welcome to the dark side. You know, it's awesome over here. We got the dark side of the forest, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you're the governor of the dark side, my friend. Thanks,
Mike. I'm the Sith Lord.
Mike, always a pleasure. See you on day, buddy.
See you soon.
Oh, my God.
Have your wife call my wife. We'll get lunch.
Yes. You are listening.
You guys are going away from work. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.